This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Sons of Korah are back in town. It's been a little while since we had them back in Sydney, but they'll be here on Friday, Saturday, to do their unique thing, their unique instruments, their unique take on what they use for lyrics as well. And the founder and leader of the group, Matthew Jacoby, is on the phone with us today. Dr. Matthew Jacoby, of course, but I'm sure we'll drop the formalities and just call you Matt.
Yeah, that'll be fine.
Wait, Matt, are you a doctor of music? Are you one of those doctors?
No, doctor of philosophy, actually.
Oh!
Yeah, very esoteric, isn't it? Makes you sound smart, but you know what they say about doctorates? You become, you get to know more and more about less and less until you know everything about nothing.
I didn't know that because I'm not a doctor, but that's awesome.
How encouraging for you.
I've learned something.
Yeah, that's a good way to start anyway, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, can you do CPR at least, just to get out of the way?
I can do that, actually.
Oh, that's good. So on a plane where they go, are there any doctors here? You're like, yes, I am one. And they're like, yeah. You can actually assist. That's good. Anyway.
Yeah, that's right. I might need to do CPR on some of our audience, or some of the, you know, because you were saying about, you know, unique and, we've just started doing a version of a really intense sort of psalm, which is just one of those real full-on cries of justice. And we did it in a church the other day, and I just think, I mean, it's great to play. Like, it's really intense psalm, and our version's very intense, and I think we just completely stunned our audience.
Oh.
So prepared to be stunned.
Oh, wow. You'll lose your breath, literally.
This is great, I think. Look, tell us about that experience. Well, even with just starting with the instruments, it's not just your basic band here or your electro-pop synth sound stuff here. You really have gone to a lot of effort in constructing this unique sound that is Sons of Korah.
Yeah, we draw on a pretty broad palette of sound. I mean, we're wanting to create a really dynamic, emotive sort of journey through the Psalms. I guess we favour acoustic instruments, largely because they're just timeless and we just love really great acoustic instruments. We use lots of types of instruments as well, so it's a lot of instrumental stuff happening, like mandolin, resonator guitars, and lots of different percussion and different styles. I sometimes refer to some of our music as being multi-ethnic, because we blend a lot of kind of Eastern Arabic sort of sounds, as well as some bit of Latin stuff there, and it's kind of a bit of a strange mix in some ways, but it feels at least from our point of view, it feels appropriate for the Psalms, because these are, it helps capture the intensity of the Psalms and the emotiveness of the Psalms. And I think the acoustic nature of the music also captures the really earthy sort of nature of the Psalms as well. So, it is. We've used a lot of different instruments, but it also makes the concert experience quite interesting and really helps with the dynamics a lot.
Matt, my brother recently actually made his own banjo lele. Yeah, because he likes both the banjo and the ukulele.
Yeah.
And have you ever come across one? But then I kind of thought, what actual psalm would match a banjo lele? Yeah. Probably none.
My goodness, a banjo lele sounds terrible.
I think that's fair, yeah.
Yeah, all right. Is there a terrible psalm you could maybe use? No.
Yeah. I'm sure it sounds fantastic.
Yes, it does.
It's very polite of you.
But, like, I mean, what would your setup be then? Like, how many instruments are you taking along to most of your concerts?
We do take a lot of instruments. As soon as you walk in, you see a whole lot of guitars lined up. The steel resonators and the little mandolin and obviously we have more instruments on our albums than we play live, but we do travel with a lot of stuff. We've got all sorts of tricky ways of fitting the instruments into our luggage, like big double guitar cases, and we've learned to exploit the system and get all of our stuff on. So there's still lots of stuff on stage.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.